Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid Prairie business manager Jeff Schwarzentruber about construction projects at Mid Prairie High School. At an August school board meeting, I had a chance to see the construction of the culinary lab myself, and I can tell that it's definitely begun, but what can you tell me about where the project is currently at?
At this point, it appears that we may be about 3 weeks behind schedule. There have been some delays in, obviously, in weather with rain and that kind of thing in the last couple weeks, but also our truss package, which is an all-steel truss package, and our all-steel stud walls that will be on the outside of the building were placed on hold because of delays in getting them manufactured. So the goal, I believe, is that the end of this week the walls should be up and the trusses should be delivered, maybe the end of this week or early part of next week. The goal is definitely to get everything dried in and sealed up so they can start working inside, but they'll have to get the roof on, obviously, and get the exterior walls finished and bricked up and blocked up and that kind of thing. So even though we may be a little bit behind right now, the goal is still to try and have that portion of it done before second semester starts in January. So they hope that they'll be able to make up some of that time as they get things dried in.
Okay, so you estimate that the walls will be up by the end of this week. When do you estimate the roof to be up?
That's really hard for me to say at this point. We have weekly construction meetings on Wednesdays, and they'll probably provide an update at that point. But getting the trusses on and then getting the roof on is a process. So I think the goal right now is for all of that to be done in September so they can get things dried in and ready to go for once the weather starts to change on them. So it's a process, and it's pretty fluid. You know, with the rain that we get today, it rained pretty hard over here in Wellman. People don't think about that as slowing things down, but it actually does, because then you have a 24 to 36 hour window to get things dried out before you're going to really get into things and get it going again. So, you know, that's something that we've run into all summer, you know, getting rain about every 72 hours or so. We would just about get the heavy rains dried out, and then we get another rainstorm and we're back to waiting a bit. So that's been a lot of what slowed us down. And then with the steel wall construction and steel truss construction kind of being pushed back, we had a 3 to 4 week wait for those things as they were getting done. And actually the trusses were, as of the last time I went to a construction meeting, were scheduled for the latter part of this week or first part of next to be delivered.
Okay, so even though you're 3 weeks behind schedule, as you said, what is the current completion timetable for the culinary lab?
The goal still is to be when second semester starts, which that is scheduled to be January the 13th right now. Then they will move the culinary lab equipment and stuff from the current rooms, the stuff that they aren't buying new, they'll move those into the current rooms, and they'll move the items from the art room and some of the cupboards and stuff in the art room into the new art room. And then that phase of the project would be complete once they've occupied that, and then they'll start a remodel in the existing art room and FCS lab to repurpose that space. The art room will be the new high school offices, and the current FCS lab will be a combination of another classroom and a staff lounge, I believe.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to let people know about?
We're also at the same time working on the central administrative office and the alternative learning center building that's out front facing the highway. That was scheduled to be completed soon after the high school new construction addition and new construction there. We are anticipating that we will probably be able to move into that building at the earliest. It would be sometime in March, just because the high school addition will take precedence on getting done. So that as people drive by, that's the part that they're actually seeing, is the central administrative office and the alternative learning center. That will continue to take shape as well. People will be able to see what's going on there, but that will be lagging what's happening at the high school a little bit. So
Okay. Now, as far as projects that are already complete, is the indoor athletic facility ready to go for this weekend?
It will be ready for the open house this weekend. I have been working today on looking at the finishing touches and some of the bills that are coming in. I have not had a chance to talk with the committee that's been working on the parent committee that's been working on that project to get a status update, but their goal was to have it ready for the open house to be shown. And we will have occupancy of that building just as soon as we get the final walkthrough from the fire marshal and the city of Wellman to give us their blessing that we can go in and occupy the space. So we're really hoping that as the weather turns, that will be a facility that will be able to be used by many groups in the community.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Jeff Schwartzentruber. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.